الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine this. On the day of judgment, everybody is fearful, running and trying to save themselves, begging for good deeds, scared. The sun is very close. The earth is made of copper, hot. People drowning in their own sweat. People looking for somebody to help them. And how fortunate are those people who on that day are close to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much peace and tranquility will they have? What a beautiful shield they will have from the difficulties of the Day of Judgment. Now with that in mind, listen to this beautiful Hadith Mubarakah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited Durood-e Paak upon me in abundance in this world. Subhanallah. What an amazing gift for reciting Durood-e Paak. Closeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that day, we will need it most. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in Madinatul Munawwara, there was a true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a real ashiq Rasul. He earned halal. He lived by Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would spend half of his earnings on celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever the month of Rabi'ul Nur Sharif would arrive, he would celebrate Milad al-Paak enthusiastically, but within the boundaries of Sharia. He would distribute large quantities of food amongst the poor to gain reward and present that reward in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would do righteous acts, and in this great deed, his wife would also be with him. And they would both present these gifts in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they gained peace and tranquility. And this continued for many years. His wife passed away, but he continued to celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one day, he called his son. And he said, "Oh my son, tonight I will pass away. I have 50 dirhams and 19 yards of this cloth. Use the cloth to shroud me and spend the money in a righteous act." Having recited the Kalma-i-Tayyibah, he departed from this world. His son buried him and was confused about how to spend the money. He was thinking, "How shall I do it?" At night when he slept, he dreamt that it's the Day of Judgment. Everybody's worried for their own selves. Fortunate people are going towards the gardens of paradise, and the sinners are being dragged to the fire of hell. He stood shivering with fear, thinking that a decision would be made about him. He heard a voice from the unseen, "Let this young man into Jannah, into paradise." He entered paradise and started to move through the different heavens and to admire the bounties of paradise. When he came to the eighth paradise, the gatekeeper of paradise said, "Only those who celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can enter into this level." Upon hearing this, immediately the thought came to his mind, "Both of my parents must be in this eighth paradise. because they loved the celebration of the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he was thinking this, a voice was heard saying, let this man into Jannah. His parents want to meet him. He was allowed in. He saw his deceased mother sat near a stream, the stream of Ghafir. Nearby was a throne with some honorable hasties, some dignitaries present there. And these amazing hasties who were sat there on this great throne was Hazrat Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And sat near them also was Sayyidina Rabia radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Zubaydah radiallahu ta'ala anha. These amazing hasties, and the mother of this individual sat near them. He became so happy that his mother was there. He moved forward, and then he saw another great throne, and saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting. And the beautiful and illuminous face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shining. And around the throne there were four chairs, and the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the four righteous Khalifas, were sat there. On the right side there were golden chairs, and the blessed Anbiya'i Kiram alayhi salam were sat there. And on the left side the Shuhada, the martyrs, were all there. And then there were some people sitting, and the young man saw his father Ibrahim there. He came over to him, embraced his son, and the son asked, dear father, how did you attain this status? You are sat in Jannah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father replied that I have been blessed with this because of the virtues of celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. The following morning when he woke up, he was so overcome by what he had seen the night before. He sold his house and took the net proceeds and the 50 dirhams his father had left him. And he celebrated the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with everything he had. He then no longer became interested in the worldly activities. He spent 30 years of his life in the masjid serving the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worshipping Allah azza wa jal. And after his death, somebody saw him in a dream and asked, hey, how did Allah Azza wa Jalla treat you? And he replied, by the virtues of the blessings of celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have been sent to my deceased father in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhi channel, look at how beautiful the reward is for those who celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1400 years of history of Islam testify that from the Sahaba Ikram to this day, everybody celebrates the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ashikani Rasul wait for this blessed month, and they are so enthusiastic, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases in their hearts. Their faces blossom, their hearts are delightful. They are so happy. Why? Because the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has blessed this world. These are faith-refreshing parables of people who celebrate the Milad and gain amazing rewards. My dear Islamic brothers, we too should have this sparkle of life in us. We too should understand this amazing occasion that has come. When you have a happiness in your home, you want to celebrate. When you get a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, you want to celebrate. When you have a special day, you want to celebrate. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, is there any day more special than the day that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graced this world? There isn't. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should spend our time in this blessed month sending salutations and sending our durood of salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and treasuring every moment of it. Jab talak ye chand tare jil milate jayenge, تب تلک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے، حشر تک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے، مرحبا کی دھومیں یارو ہم مچاتے جائیں گے، جھوم کر سارے کہو آقا کی آمد مرحبا، جھوم کر سارے کہو آقا کی آمد مرحبا، حشر میں بھی ہم یہی نعرہ لگاتے جائیں گے، تم کرو جشن ولادت کی خوشی میں روشنی، وہ تمہاری گورے تیراں جگمگاتے جائیں گے، ذکر میلاد مبارک کیسے چھوڑے ہم بلا، جن کا کھاتے ہیں انہی کے گیت گاتے جائیں گے۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was a mercy to the world. Subhanallah, not only for one nation, not only for one country, but for the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran says in Surah Anbiya, part 17, ayat number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and we have not sent you but as a mercy for all the world. Subhanallah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the Quran, my dear Islamic brothers, to rejoice upon receiving the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. As stated in the Holy Quran, part 11, Surah Yunus, ayat number 58. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, O beloved, only upon Allah's benevolence and upon His mercy and on it they, the people, should rejoice. That is better than all their wealth. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if you look at the first ayah mubarakah that I had the honor of reciting, Allah Azza wa Jal refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy for all the world. And in the second ayah mubarakah, Allah Azza wa Jal says that when you gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you should rejoice and be happy. Subhanallah, what greater blessing is there? What greater mercy is there than being blessed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The great thinker of the ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, has stated that, O beloved, after giving this good news to the people, also command them to rejoice greatly upon receiving this great gift and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Generally, we should rejoice whenever there's a special occasion. But the greater the occasion, the more happier we should be. Shabe Qadr, we should be happy. Rabiul Awwal is even greater than that, because we have got an even greater mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should make celebrations within the boundaries of Sharia, and we should accumulate our wealth and spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, like we do when we have something that touches our heart. When we are truly happy, we want to celebrate, and there is no greater happiness than Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the arrival into this world of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sarkar ki aamad marhaba, Sardar ki aamad marhaba, Amina ke phool ki aamad marhaba, Rasul-e-Maqbool ki aamad marhaba. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, we see that even the Quran commands us to celebrate at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every year, the month of Milad-e-Pak arrives with all its greatness and all its glory and all its mercy and all its blessings. And the fortunate Ashikan-e-Rasul, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, express their happiness. And how do they do that? They decorate their homes, they decorate their shops, they decorate their vehicles, they even decorate the streets in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mahallas and cities and flags, and the color comes to light, lights everywhere. Subhanallah, everybody is celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in accordance with their own capacity. Those who can afford big functions have big functions with beautiful lights. Those who can't afford that much, even though they can't afford much, they still want to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they arrange little nafils, even if it is a few pieces of chickpeas. And those few pieces of chickpeas sometimes will, because they are presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of the heart, they gained great status in the court of Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this is a very, very special month. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the 12th of Nabi Nur Sharif is the greatest Eid of all Eids. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, if Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not graced this world and had not arrived, we would not have the other Eids. All the Eids are Eids because the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the universe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were blessed with. And as a result of Aqa Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have all the other ni'mats. You look at the beautiful couplet, wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, the most superior of all days is the day of Milad-e-Pak. We should enjoy this day with great enthusiasm, but we should enjoy it within the folds of Sharia. We should do the things that the ulama ikram say will please Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not go beyond the bounds, because the whole point of celebrating the Milad is to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should raise the Madni flags. We should join the marches of and the processions of Milad-e-Pak. We should have the habit of giving sadaqah and charity in large quantities in the month of Milad and present the reward we get in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful saying. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rahman al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi has stated, for the one who expresses his joy and delight on the blessed birth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this happiness will become a shield protecting him from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. O Ummah of beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may this be good news for you, and may you declare the blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla is sending upon you and become deserving on them by celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, what a great scholar and what a great piece of work he has written. He goes on to say, the one celebrating the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be granted respect, blessing, goodness and glory, subhanallah. He will enter Jannah wearing an imama, subhanallah, an imama which is covered in pearls and a green paradise attire. So Jannati labas pehna jayega. He will be granted countless palaces, and he will, each palace will have Hurayn inside them. They will have angels inside them. And he will recite Salatul Nabi in abundance and celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more he does this, the more his reward will increase. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just by being happy at the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just by presenting gifts in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are increasing the barakah in our life, and we are increasing the barakat in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Hafizul Hadith, Imam Abul Khair Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman Sahabi rahmatullah alayhi stated, great blessings are shown to the people who celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by virtue of these blessings, they get great rewards. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad Kastalani rahmatullah alayhi said, amongst the benefits of arranging the gatherings of Milad in the month of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is proven that the year turns out to be peaceful. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon the one who celebrates the night of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like Eid. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Celebrate the Milad of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the great scholars have written that your house will be protected and you will have a peaceful year. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is why the great Aslaf and Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah encourages us to have in our homes Nafile Milads. We should have Nafile Milads for brothers and separate, different days Nafile Milads for our Islamic sisters. And look at the barakah this will bring to our home. And not only that, can you imagine the effect this has on our children? When our sons sit with the men, and they are celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Shani Mubarak, the great miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are presented before our children. They will grow a great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, when our daughters sit with their mothers in the Mahfil Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apart from the spiritual blessings, they will learn so much and they will gain so much closeness to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we should try and fast in this blessed month of Rabiul Mujtif. And especially to fast on a Monday is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is the famous hadith in Mubarakah where Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked why Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on a Monday, and Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, "I was born on this day, and the Holy Quran was sent down to me on the same day. This day, the first revelation was sent down." Subhanallah. So Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrated the Milad Pak every Monday. And we should at least try and copy them on Monday and on the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif to gain the great blessings. In another beautiful narration about his own blessed birth, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that, "I will tell you what my beginning is. The dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim, the good news of Sayyidina Isa, and the dream of my mother that she saw at the time of my birth. And at the time of my birth, my mother saw a nur that illuminated the palaces of Syria before us." Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we have the beautiful gatherings of Milad-e-Pak. And just to increase your enthusiasm, this is not just something we do, but the Sahaba-i-Kiram did exactly the same. There is a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala has said, "Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came near a halqa, a gathering of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and he asked, 'Why are you sat here?' They humbly replied, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're here to do the zikr of Allah azza wa jal and to thank Allah azza wa jal for the blessings he has given us in your form. So they were thanking Allah azza wa jal for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Is this the only thing that makes you sit here?' They humbly replied, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is why we are sat here, just to thank Allah azza wa jal for your arrival, your milad.' And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'The reason I'm asking is because Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam has approached me and informed me that your little halqa here, Allah azza wa jal has seen, and Allah azza wa jal is proud of it in front of the angels.'" Subhanallah, the mention of this halqa is being made in front of the angels by the Creator Supreme, Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal is proud of this halqa. And what was happening in that halqa? The milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, from the above mentioned blessed hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman has stated, it becomes clear that it is the sunnah, the blessed way of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, to hold gatherings and sit in the form of halqas and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great proof for gatherings of the blessed Milad-e-Pak. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is an amazing gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a very sacred month. Let's display our love outwardly and inwardly. Let's have the Madni flags in our homes, in our masajid, in our shops, in our vehicles, in our streets. Let's make sure that in this beautiful month, all we watch has to do with the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All that we listen to is natifaks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the tarif and the mu'jizat and the kamalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the miracles and the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let's build it up to the night of the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif, where alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, we have the Subh-e Baharam Mehfil, where we stay up till that beautiful time of the break of light, and that beautiful time of Subah Sadiq, and we recite Durud Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we thank Allah azza wa jal for this great blessing in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that way, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we copy the Sahaba ikram, and maybe, who knows, because of these brilliant gatherings on the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif, Allah azza wa jal may forgive us. Subhanallah. the pious predecessors, the pious saints have said that it is a great honor and a great privilege to celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only those who are fortunate are blessed with this. It is truly an amazing gift in this world, my dear Islamic brothers. A pious saint has stated that I had the privilege of seeing the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you like the deeds of Muslims celebrating your birthday every year? And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that the one who celebrates my Milad and becomes pleased with me, I also become pleased with him. Subhanallah. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Muslim channel, we know that when somebody sees Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their dream, it is Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the shaitan cannot take the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both the worlds have a deep eagerness to gain the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har koi chahta hai. Everybody wants that Allah azza wa jalla is pleased with him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with him. And one of the easiest ways to gain that pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla is to celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi rahmatullah alayhi has said that the reward of those who celebrate the night of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Allah azza wa jal will make them enter Jannat al-Na'im by the blessings of His mercy. Muslims have always been holding gatherings of Milad and been happy at the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They've had feasts, they've given charity in abundance, they've spent time reciting the Quran, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, and gain the mercy of Allah azza wa jal by doing this. Subhanallah. Sarkar ki aamad marhaba, sardar ki aamad marhaba, mantar ki aamad marhaba. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this is truly a blessed month. People in the past have gone out of their way to celebrate this amazing month. The king of Arbal, Abu Sa'id Muzaffar, would celebrate Milad every year with so much enthusiasm that you could not believe it. He would arrange very large gatherings of Milad and thousands of people would attend. He used to sacrifice and present 500 heads of roasted goats, 10,000 hens, 100,000 bowls of firni, sweet dish, 30,000 trays of halwa, present it and honor the Ulama-i Kiram in this Mahfil of Milad. We have seen in the last 10-15 years, my dear Islamic brothers, every year the celebrations of the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just keep increasing. I think a few years ago, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen on Madni channel, we saw how in different parts of the world beautiful gatherings of the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were taking place. Subhanallah. In a beautiful book, Sirat al-Mustafa, Al-Imam Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullah has mentioned, in Islamic history, the blessed home in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born is termed the Mawlid al-Nabi, the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, people have been gathering there since Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time and celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a book, Fuyuzul Haramain, a renowned muhaddith, Sayyidina Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Delvi rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned, I once attended a gathering of Milad held by the people of Makkah on the 12th of Rabi'ul Nushrif at the place of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While the zikr of the blessed birth was being done, I noticed some spiritual lights rising from the gathering. And when I concentrated on them and I paid attention to them, I saw that these lights were the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, and I saw that angels were present in this gathering. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Dawat Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of the Quran and Sunnah, has been serving Islam and propagating the call to righteousness through its 103 departments and it working day and night to spread the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And throughout the world, alhamdulillah, in this blessed month, the buildings of Dawat-e-Islami are decorated in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the brothers the Ashikani Rasul go out of their way to celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while staying within the boundaries of Sharia, and they help people to celebrate the Milad in their homes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And then they set up the Baran Rabiul Awwal, the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif's dates in the masajid and in different parts of the towns and localities to stay up during the night. And Alhamdulillah, in this way, Dawat Islami has brought to a head and leads the way in the celebrations of the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatul Aliyah's deep love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so amazing that Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatul Aliyah every night and every day spend this celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we often see on Madni channel when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mujizats are talked about, when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners and sifat are talked about, Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatul Aliyah becomes emotional and starts to cry. This is what the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make us do. Tears should be streaming down our face in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the thing is, what Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah then does, it says, you know, the love that you have, this emotion that you have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to please Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Celebrating the Milad is the beautiful way of increasing your love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then Amir al-Sunnah attaches to this the fact that if you miss your salah, you're not truly loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are not acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're not really loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the first of Rabiul Mushrif comes and you're still watching the same wrong things on television, do you truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And are you celebrating the Milad of Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you're still looking at the wrong things on your phone, are you still loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and celebrating the Milad? No, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah says that you've got to practically change in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're on the first of Rabiul Nur Sharif, that light enters your heart, then you should change your life in the love of Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should look in the mirror and say, I am going to grow a beard in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to grow something which I can take as a beacon of light to my grave. What did Allah Hazrat say? Lahad mein rukh-e shah ka daagh leke chale. Andheri raat suni thi charagh leke chale. Let's make this a beacon of light and take it into our grave with us. And then every morning, on the first of Milad Park, you keep the beard in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the rest of the life, when you wake up every morning and you look in that mirror, what will you see? You will see this and you will think of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this is a Dawat Islami. Is slightly different because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatul Aliyah gives us the Madni Zain to celebrate the month of Milad-e-Pak with all the enthusiasm we have. But at the same time, Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatul Aliyah reminds us that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in namaz, in salah is the coolness of my eyes. What if we celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we're disobedient to our parents, and those deeds are presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees them and sees that this ashik of mine is celebrating my Milad, but is not acting upon my teachings. How would the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel? This is why, my dear Islamic brothers, we've had the month of Milad in the past, but let's make this one different. In this one, let's forget the world. And let's change to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make this month a month of change in the love of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that in years to come, you look back and you say that I changed my life in the month of Milad to please the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who knows, maybe it is this deed which will help you in this world, in your grave and the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the great month of Milad-e-Pak is amazing. Har taraf, everywhere, you hear the beautiful naras of Marhaba Ya Mustafa. You hear the Naat-e-Paks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You hear people talking about the miracles of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for those who go overboard, Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatul Aliyah very helpfully reminds us that when we're celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to do it in accordance with the teachings of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or else it defeats its object. In a beautiful letter, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatim al-Aliyah tells us that in this beautiful month of Milad, we need to make some firm intentions. Let's say that in the love of Milad-e-Pak and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to grow my beard. In the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meri ek bhi namaz qaza nahi hogi. I will not miss one salah because I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love the month of Milad-e-Pak. Our Islamic sisters should make the firm intention to follow the mothers of the believers and in their footsteps should do parda and stay away from everything that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to stay away from. We should do fikr Medina. We should think about our actions every day. We should travel in the Madni Kafras of Dawat Islami. We should start to learn the Quran correctly. We should change our home environment, our work environment. Everything should evolve around Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And anything that displeases Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should stay away from. At the same time, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we should celebrate by decorating our homes, by telling our kids the stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you go to dawatislami.net, you can download for free children's books, the Illuminous Face, the other books, and read them to your children at night. Those children who go to sleep listening to the stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how beautiful will be their dreams. They may see Makkah and Medina in their dreams, and they'll wake up, and they'll wake up in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many, many virtues of celebrating the Milad, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will get you into Jannah. The night of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more superior than Laylatul Qadr. In order to give thanks for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the sunnah of the Sahaba to celebrate in the way of a mahfil and sit down in a gathering and remember the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are pleased with the one who celebrates the Milad. By virtue of the blessings of the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla's mercy and blessings descend upon you and your home. By virtue of the blessings of the Milad-e-Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace, tranquility and safety surrounds you. By virtue of the Milad of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your sustenance is increased. By virtue of the celebration of Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, your life changes for the better. Jab talak ye chand tare jhil milate jayenge, tab talak jashne viladat hum manate jayenge, unke aashik noor ki shamme jalate jayenge, jab ke haase dil jalate sat patate jayenge, hasr tak jashne viladat hum manate jayenge, marhaba ki dhoome yaro hum machate jayenge, zikr e milad e mubarak kaise chhore hum bala, jin ka khate hain unhi ke geet gaate jayenge. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the celebrations of the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are a source for goodness in this world and the hereafter, a source to gain blessings and respect, a solution to our problems, and the path to Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on us and give us the tawfiq, give us the ability to celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam within the parameters of Sharia and enjoy this beautiful month and make it a month of change that brings us closer to Allah and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal in this blessed month bring us closer to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahin nabi l-ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala
Milad with love, Milad with love, Milad of the Prophet with love, Milad of the Prophet with love.